From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Police in Somalia say a terrorist siege of a Mogadishu hotel has ended, but not before at least 15 people were killed. The militant group Al-Shabaab is claiming responsibility, saying the hotel is frequented by what it calls apostate government members. Police say the terrorists set off a car bomb outside the Hotel Naso Hablod on Saturday afternoon. Gunmen then burst into the building, firing their weapons at random and seizing hostages. Police later stormed the hotel and killed the attackers on the building's roof. Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab has killed thousands since it began its campaign of terrorism 10 years ago in an attempt to turn Somalia into a conservative Islamic state. Russian and Syrian government airplanes have killed at least 45 people, including children, in eastern Syria. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said that the airstrikes hit the town of Quraya in Deir el-Zour province, which borders Iraq and is mostly controlled by the Islamic State militant group. Meanwhile, U.S. coalition-backed Syria Democratic Forces fought with Islamic State inside Manbij, a key stronghold of the extremist group. Here in the United States, residents in storm-battered West Virginia have begun digging out from historic floods that killed at least 23 people and devastated entire communities with landslides and mudslides. President Barack Obama has declared a major disaster exists in the southeastern counties of Greenbrier, Kanawha, and Nicholas. As much as 35 centimeters of rain fell in the region, with most of it falling in just a few hours on Thursday. This is VOA News.